My countrymen who do intend on pirating to go, be sure whate'er you may pretend, the certain end is woe. I know to sad experience, the better may I tell. I thought myself in sure defense, but suddenly I fell. Some often did me much persuade, no ill to me should come. Although of this I should make trade, even till the day of doom. But oh, these thoughts are not for now, I tell it to my grief. I to the Scots am made to bow, and they bring no relief. They thought the Scots would never dare an English to sentence, but they're beguiled very far, though they pretended sense. They're Scots, not Sots, as they did say, yea, honest men and bold. Else for the money I would pay, my life to me they'd sold. They surely know how some them hate, and here they're not behind. They even would eat such as their meat if occasion they could find. And though it's true Wallace is dead, yet take no hope from that. For sure there are some in his stead who some way fill his hat. And now for all the gear I won, I certainly must die. And not will my offence atone, but hanging on a tree. A death I'm sure found out at first, for dogs and not for men. I'd rather suffer what they list, than thus my name to stain. But this they slighting justly intend, a scarecrow me to make, to every man who has a mind such course to undertake. Whate'er we think to do against them, I know they sure will stand. For I can say, and all my men, God is at their right hand. Therefore, my countrymen, I pray, beware ye wrong the Scots. For God amongst them doth openly what's done against them in plots. And those male faults they oft remit of their great clemency, yet surely meeds themselves they'll quite in crimes of this degree.